From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. The number of COVID-19 cases in Utah has topped 1,000. As of yesterday, that represents a 14% increase, according to the state health department. Of the 1,012 positives, 7 have died. 91 needed hospital care. More than 20,000 tests have been administered. Nearly half the cases are in Salt Lake County, one-fifth in Summit County. New demographics from the health department show 40% of people testing positive are 25 to 44 years old. More than a third are 45 to 64, and 16% are younger than 25, including one infant. Davis County residents are under a mandatory stay-at-home order issued by the county health department. Executive Director Brian Hatch says any gathering place that draws groups is closed, including Lagoon, tattoo parlors, pools, bowling alleys, gyms, spas, hair salons, and playgrounds. As of yesterday, Davis County reported 93 COVID-19 cases and 2 deaths. The Department of the Interior has closed Grand Canyon National Park as COVID-19 cases continue to rise. The closure comes as the number of confirmed cases on the Navajo Nation tops 200. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports.
Over 100 new cases were reported on the Navajo Nation in the past week. The Arizona National Guard deployed to the reservation to deliver masks and gloves to a clinic in Kayenta, just 40 miles south of the Utah border. That's according to CBS 5 in Phoenix, which reported the Kayenta Health Center was completely out of the equipment. In a press conference this week, President Jonathan Nez said the Navajo Nation has yet to receive any aid from the federal government.
We feel that the United States government once again has ignored or even left out the first residents, the first people, the first citizens of this country.
Nez also asked the federal government to close Grand Canyon National Park after sending a letter asking for the closure last week. The department closed the park yesterday after receiving pressure from local officials and members of Congress. So far, 7 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed on the Navajo Nation in Utah, but the tribe isn't disclosing where. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The Utah Arts Festival won't happen this year. Executive Director Lisa Sewell says delaying the festival isn't practical because of the many moving parts. Chosen artists, vendors, and volunteers who are key to the annual June event in Salt Lake City, now scheduled for 2021. She says the evolving coronavirus pandemic created more concerns than solutions for the festival, billed as the largest outdoor multidisciplinary arts event in the state. And Salt Lake City leaders have postponed the Living Traditions Festival, a celebration of arts and culture. Originally scheduled for next month, it may now happen in September at the earliest. The Salt Lake Arts Council made the announcement yesterday and says it will extend the deadline for artists and groups who still want to participate. The ACLU of Utah is asking state leaders to release more inmates from local detention facilities to protect them from a COVID-19 outbreak. Utah state prisons, as well as a number of county jails, have already freed or plan on releasing inmates nearing the end of their sentences. But the ACLU's legal director, John Mejia, says that's not enough to face a fast-moving public health crisis.
This is not a day-by-day or week-by-week developing issue. You know, this is an issue where every hour something new is coming. And so we've asked for something extraordinary.
The ACLU says anyone at high risk for serious complications from COVID-19 should be eligible for release. Republican candidate for Utah Governor Jeff Birmingham announced his running mate will be State Senator Dan McKay, who's been in the legislature since 2013. During this year's session, he sponsored a controversial bill to ban all elective abortions if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Birmingham says he picked McKay because he's one of the state's most conservative lawmakers, understands the legislative process, and, quote, can help pass an agenda that gets Utah back on track, end quote. The average price of gas in Utah is just $2.30 a gallon, a nearly 12% drop compared to last month. In areas like Provo, Ogden, and Salt Lake City, gas is under $2 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. But the cheapest fuel in the state is in Salina. There it's going for $1.58 a gallon. I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.